Aloha and welcome to Spirit Chat Radio. So I wanted to do an energy report for you today, an update, because wow, things are very intense. I should have done one last week because last week is kind of piggybacking, or this week's kind of piggybacking off last week. And so there's a lot of layers to what's happening right now. Anyways, Spirit Chat Radio is brought to you by Empath University, empath-university.com. I have a lot of free stuff over there if you want to check out. Well, not a lot. I have two free things, two free classes over there. One's an empath course, which is quite amazing. And my spirit communication course, you can learning how to communicate with your spirit guides. You can do both of those. I have a course for free, and I will have, actually I'm redoing Keys to the Spirit World right now too. So soon you'll be able to do like quizzes and see my courses and everything over there as well. But until then, you can definitely click on the link below or check that out, because if you're feeling any of these things, you definitely want to learn how to manage your energy. If you are drawn to my energy reports and you find that you're resonating with them, that's exactly what led me into doing the Empath course in the first place, the Empowered Empath course, which is my paid course, but you can actually do one for free. You can start with a free course. Is because it's kind of a bummer, actually, to be affected by energy waves when you're really sensitive, especially when they're as intense as this week's stuff that's going on. It's a really great idea to learn how to manage these gifts and to learn how to recognize the energy and sort of separate from it and categorize it. And that's not something that you easily do a lot of times when you're not understanding that what's happening is really energetic. Then you can manage your reactions better. And what I mean by that is, like, for instance, this week we sent out a text to our moon child people on about it being high emotional energy. And believe me, this is really high emotional energy. I'm going to get into that, but since I didn't do a podcast last week, I want to just touch a little bit upon what's kind of happening and what we're piggybacking off of. There was two currents going on last week, and it was kind of like they were almost going against each other or layering on top of each other. One was a really kind of chaotic energetic current. So a lot of chaotic stuff going on in your life or having to be handled or whatnot. And then we had more of an underlying calmer current, but it was not really actually causing you to be calm. It was causing a lot of people to feel frustrated, because that current was sort of connected to longer term goals and things of that nature, and it was moving very slowly. And so if you had longer term goals that you were trying to achieve and working towards, it might have felt like you just literally were stuck in the mud, had no just drive to move forward with it. Felt like, what's the point even? Why even bother? Nothing's coming to fruition. Nothing's happening with this. It just feels very laggy. And yet on the flip side of that, feeling slow and feeling laggy energy and like you're not really accomplishing anything as far as goals, hopes and dreams type of stuff, we had this chaotic energy on top of that, on the surfacey part, where everything just felt entirely chaotic and crazy, and just like things were falling through the cracks, or you weren't getting things done, and you know, just too much to do, just like all this craziness that was causing a lot of confusion, and it was causing you to think in circles. Because you were just like, okay, nope, now I have to handle this fire. Oh, there's another one over here. Oh, wait, now my energy is over here. And it felt like everything was chaotic and sort of urgent and needed to be handled. And we were being pulled in every different direction. Well, we're piggybacking off that energy and moving into some energy that is almost like you've hit a wall with the energy of last week. And this energy, I'll tell you, has been super rough for those who are sensitive. This energy this week is really going to be highly emotionally charged. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of emotions that are going to be in play this week. And that's going to continue on, I believe, into next week and maybe even the week after. And what I mean by high emotional energy is exactly that. You are probably going to be really super sensitive to things that people are saying, things that people are doing, what you're doing, any events that you're in. You might find that you are defensive right away, that you're finding that you or other people are feeling defensive quickly, that they are out of character, kind of being out of character in their defensiveness, relatively calm people, relatively people who are zen or typically relaxed might get upset by something or might react defensively to something. Might be you. You might be this person. And then this, unfortunately, is leading to a lot of hot interactions, hot energetic interactions. And what a hot energetic interaction would be, like a charged interaction with miscommunications, potentially misunderstandings, going back and forth with arguments, potentially an energetic fueled interaction. And energetic fueled interactions are great if you're on a sports team and you're competing for something and everybody's like, yeah, all charged up and everything. They're not necessarily great in our everyday lives. So that's something to really watch for. It's so do know that with this energy, it's like a hotbed for emotions. So everything is just waiting to be just lit. And what I mean by that is, you know, you touch it the wrong way and it's going to just like explode, or just a burst of hot energy is going to manifest from that situation or that person or whatever, because everything is just like a hot wire right now. It's like a hotbed of emotions. And that's fun. Not really. But it is good to know and understand so that you can, especially if it's out of character for somebody, who's sensitive, that you can give them kind of a little bit of a break and a little bit of leeway. And also try, if you're not one of the hotbed people, if you're not reacting to everything, or even if you are, to try to separate that and categorize that a little bit and give them a little bit of a break, or yourself a little bit of a break, and understand that you're working with these hot energetic emotions, this hotbed of energy. And so it's going to supercharge all these things. And so you don't want to necessarily be like, oh, remember that one time, you know, and hold a grudge on that for a really long time. What would be more helpful is actually being very aware of this and being aware that most likely if you find yourself in an interaction like this, you are probably being charged as well. You're probably in the hot energy as well. And what I mean by that is you most likely will overreact or find yourself upset or behaving in a certain way. So nobody wants to be feeling this way, however, and people are kind of aware of it. So my suggestion is to be aware of your role in it and be aware of what your mirrored reaction is going to be. And then just kind of when you're noticing it happen, just calm things down. So like, you know how to calm things down, and it might be out of your character to calm things down. Maybe you're just like, no, they need to apologize. But in this instance, everybody kind of needs a little love and care. So unfortunately, during this hotbed, people are really craving and needing understanding. They're needing extra care. they're needing extra understanding. It's very, very important for your relationships right now to understand that everybody kind of needs to be handled with a soft glove, and an apology or like a, hey, sorry, I didn't mean that, you know, or like I get that what's going on in your life, or like I apologize, whatever. That's going to go like way longer right now. It's going to go super long ways for that person than just kind of ignoring the situation. It's going to mean a lot for them, because people are really needing some emotional support right now. And that's a good way to put it. So you're going to find that either yourself and or people that you're around, and maybe you're not looking at them as needing emotional support because maybe you're just mad because you're in this hotbed situation with them. But people are really needing that emotional support right now. They're just needing somebody to be like, it's going to be okay. You know, just what can I do to help you? Is there something I can take off your plate? Or just they even are needing to hear things like, you know, you're doing a really great job. So that's what I mean by this emotional support. And this is because it's touching everybody in a part of their emotional soul center, a part of their being, where it's causing a lot of these anxieties and overwhelm and things to surface. And it feels not awesome for those who are really, really sensitive. And when you're giving them some emotional support, it kind of calms that energy and it helps them to ground out of the hotbed portion and allows them to walk it back a little bit. And that's where you can be very helpful. These people and or yourself, what a lot of empathic people, highly sensitive people, those with gifts, are noticing and feeling a couple different things that is also adding to this situation, which is we are going to be dealing a lot with, and I know I've been talking about this, but we're dealing with a lot of the shifting of the worlds, moving from the physical to the spiritual based masculine to feminine energy. That, you know, it's not necessarily like a gender thing, but masculine energy and feminine energy, they hold a different frequency. And so when you get used to one, whether I don't care what you want to name the energy, and then you shift that into something that you're just not adapted to yet, and it's new for you, and you have to relearn how to work with that energy, and you have to relearn how your energetic body feels. And you have to relearn aspects that are starting to come out in yourself, because your body is now vibrating differently than it was last year or the year before. That vibrational frequency that you are now adapting to and adjusting in your own body, your own soul, your own physical body, is going to hold different information and different aspects of yourself than you're used to understanding, noticing, and seeing. And that's why a lot of times a lot of people right now are going to start noticing that their goals, their desires, their dreams, and what they want to achieve is most likely probably starting to be a lot different this year, looking to unfold in a different way than it was last year and in a few years before that. Is because as your soul and your body shifts frequency, we are privy to different information, just like we're privy to different universal law information, different spiritual information, all of that sort of thing. We're also hearing and feeling different aspects of our soul that we weren't really aligning with vibrationally prior to this. So it's new to us. So we basically to put that in layman's terms, is new. We're discovering new things about ourselves. It was always there, but it wasn't so discoverable prior to this year. And so these new aspects of ourself, which we will like, and you will probably find very interesting, they are still new. So how that fits into your current life, you know, it might be an interesting situation where you're like, okay, well, this is a new thing that I'm really feeling desired to do. And so I didn't really see this before. I didn't have a plan for this before. I was kind of heading over this direction, and now I'm feeling and seeing and discovering all these aspects in my life and about myself that's kind of resonating in a whole different direction. And that's why I've been talking about in these energy reports, where you were before in your life the last few years, most likely, and I talk to my students at Empath U about this all the time, most likely you're finding yourself in a different spot now than you have been. And it, you know, the thing is, there's a twofold part to this. In one aspect, it's actually universally, and for most people who I do readings for, it's this most amazing part with all these opportunities in a really cool place that you're actually going personally in your life. But that doesn't come with uncomfortable or with just calm and peace energy. It comes with an uncomfortable change. We're shifting, we're growing, and it comes with energetic growing pains. It does. And so that can be confusing to the brain, because the brain's going, well, this, I feel like this direction is good intuitively, but why does everything just feel so not so good? Like, and it feels hard and it feels weird. And now I have to shift all these things in my life that I wasn't planning on shifting. And now there's all these new dynamics. And so then, you know, you kind of start to struggle going, okay, well, I want to go that way, but then there's all these dynamics. And then the issue, then there becomes the issue of you can't go backwards either. Where you're not going to vibrate backwards. You're not going to be able to vibrate and resonate back to that old you and to that old alignment. It's not going to work, because the earth and the energy of the universal laws and spiritual energy, or the universe and the spiritual energy, universal energy, environmental energy, physical energy, earth energy, all that's shifting. So you're not going to be able to align with that energy anymore. You'll move forward into this new energy, whether you want to or not. Now you just feel like you're being, it's kind of like maybe, you know, you went to, I don't know, when maybe remember swimming and somebody's like, dive in, and you weren't quite sure. It was your first time jumping into the pool, whether you're little or big. And then somebody just pushes you in because you're not moving, because you want to do it, but you're not moving because you're kind of scared of what's going to happen. So you just get through. Now we're being pushed into the pool. We're being pushed in to this energetic pool. And with that comes fear, feeling insecure, feeling overwhelmed, panic, stress, struggle, worry, all those things. And we need to adapt to being pushed into the pool and kind of calm down and realize that we have all the skills to do this. And we've been practicing for this. We've been really building the skills to do this. And then before we can sort of calm down and enjoy and relax and go, oh, I know how to swim, and this is actually very refreshing, and I'm enjoying this. And then we find an aspect about ourselves that we're like, okay, yeah, this is really cool. With this energy, for most people who are probably drawn to this podcast, you are most likely going to find that there's probably a lot on your plate. With this shifting energy, especially from last week into this week into next week, most likely it's going to go through the month of April. There will be a lot on your plate, whether it be emotionally or just metaphorically, whatever. You're most likely going to be dealing with a lot of stuff and feeling like you're juggling things, unexpected issues, things that you maybe didn't want to address, a lot of work stuff. Work is really going to be huge in this theme. A lot of work-oriented busyness, maybe work dynamics shifting with people. Maybe you have to pick up other people's colleagues' work because maybe some people quit, or the dynamics of your company shifted, or maybe you're shifting with the dynamics of your company. Maybe you moved into a new position. Maybe if you're a contractor or like self-employed, all of a sudden you've gotten a bunch of work or some different work than you're used to. But it's really going to feel like you're having to juggle a lot and really a lot of different aspects, not just one thing. It'll be like, oh, I think I kind of have this handled. And then like two more things will be dropped on your plate. And you're like, are you kidding me? Like, really? I can only handle so much. And then you'll kind of be like, okay, but I can manage these things. And then two more things will be dropped on your plate. And you're like, okay, now seriously, we're getting to a place where can I handle so much? So you might feel like you're really being tested with a lot on your plate. That is going to lead you to or cause this feeling of overwhelm and anxiety in a place that is just really astronomical. So this, having this lot on your plate, having a lot of these shifts going, a lot of stuff with, work and that sort of thing, is going to be causing you to feel just seriously overwhelmed and anxiety. Now, layer on top of that, the really hot energy we have right now, that hot, emotional energy that's just waiting to be lit at any nook and cranny and any turn. That's awesome, right? So that's where everybody's needing a little emotional support and understanding. So you can see how this is all tying in together. There's a reason that this is all happening, and you're most likely, everybody is experiencing this in a different way, but we are actually moving through the process now, the shifting process, moving in from the worlds, you know, the old world, new world, physical world, masculine, feminine energy, new world, whatever. It doesn't matter. You don't even have to label it or understand it. You can be talking to a friend. They might not have any idea what you're talking about, and they're going to be like, yeah, this week's been intense, right? But there's this process that you're going through. And so restructuring and rebuilding dynamics is going to be a theme to this process. Whether it's being restructuring and redoing, or just kind of rebuilding, it may turn or pertain to relationships, may pertain to businesses, work, any dynamic in your life, but we're still in the process of restructuring and rebuilding. Now, along with all of this overwhelm and high anxiety and just this hotbed of emotional energy, it's not all bad. There is there's a lot of financial support happening right now energetically. And so what that means for people is you might find that you have gotten some extra money here or there, or you're not feeling as in dire straits as you have been. So emotional relief somehow might be, maybe you just found an extra 10 bucks that day, or maybe you got a raise at work, or maybe all of a sudden your bank account's bigger and you haven't been paying attention to it because you've been working so much. Who knows? You might have gotten a refund in the mail, but the financial energy is on the more positive side, which is interesting, because the stock market's not really reflecting that, and things like that, or people are all worried economically. But if you are tuned in and you're aligning nicely, with this energy, you will notice that you're feeling a little bit of relief financially, a little bit here or there. Have some like financial wins is what people call them. So that's always nice. And then also with this restructuring of things, whether it be a personal aspect of your life, might be a personal goal, might be the business, work, who knows what. There are some really positive things that are going to come out of that. So I want to leave you with this thought of this energy that's going on right now. It's really uncomfortable, and it really a lot of energetic growing pains. However, you will want to leave yourself with this theme and this mantra, this understanding of this is all part of the process, and there must be a good reason I'm going through this. There's going to be a positive outcome from this. I know there is. There's going to be a positive experience that I'm going to gain from this. I'm going to gain some positive clarity, because that's what's going to happen as long as you're tuned into that and kind of open to seeing what positivity is going to come out of these growing pains. So I'm seeing a lot of positive things happen. But when you are not necessarily going with the flow of universal energy and you're not heading that direction, we hit these energetic growing pains. That's what happens. And the universe goes, okay, this universal energy goes, okay, they're not following me down this path of everything that they desire and they've kind of put in front of them. So I'm going to have to drag them along the path a little bit and pull them. They grab you by the shirt and start pulling you down the this universal energy path. And you're like, oh, wait, stop. And you're kind of fighting it on the way because you weren't really listening nor paying attention. And then once you kind of start giving in and understanding that, okay, this actually might turn out better. Oh, you kind of liking the scenery. Oh, you're kind of liking where this universal energy is dragging you along to. Then you're going to get to the part where you enjoy, you relax in the pool, that sort of thing. So you just want to keep the mental pessimist attitude away and really look for the positive and understand that if you are going through energetic growing pains right now, there's a reason this is happening. There's a reason, and you are aligning with some shifting energy, and that means that you're aligning with this new energy moving forward. It really does. If you are going through some feeling of this overwhelm and this restructuring and just feeling like what is happening and there's just total chaos going on and you're just having to handle a lot, you're starting to align with that new energy. And that new energy is not chaotic, but the shifting and the moving from one energetic aspect to another is the process of feeling chaotic and also having to handle and adjust some things in your life that will match, that will allow you to align and match with that energy moving forward. So you're adjusting things right now. These problems and issues are, you can think of them as all energetic hiccups that you are adjusting to match this new energy. So problems at work, for instance, you are aligning the energy at work to move forward with this new energy. Problems with just personal issues that you're having to redo, you're aligning that energy, you're fixing, you're aligning, you're shifting that energy to move and to align to the new energy. So any of these issues that you're working with is actually you aligning that energy of the event, or aligning that energy of the frequency, or of the situation, or aligning the energy of your personal life. That's what you can think of this as, these are as alignment bumps, alignment hiccups. So as you're starting to align things, then they'll get less and less and move into this new energy and start to vibrate on its own naturally. So you have to do some energetic maintenance, and it's a process, but there's a reason. Okay. So hopefully you found this helpful and you can find some understanding and kind of be emotional support for others, because it would be nice, I'm sure, if it was you, to have some emotional support. If you're the one going through this, give yourself a little bit of emotional understanding and try to be aware of these hotbeds, this high, hot frequency emotional energy, so that you don't overreact and get super hurt by something, and or you try to smooth things over, understanding that everybody is really facing this. And again, I just want to point out that people don't have to be tuning in my podcast to be having this happen to them. You can notice this happening to a lot of people who don't even believe in energy or think about it. So do just please give them the same understanding as you would if somebody who is sensitive. Just kind of, that will help you to maneuver through this hot energy that we're dealing with right now. So that's going to be really important. And then understand this overwhelm and anxiety and a lot on your plate, you are you are not the only person dealing with. There is there's thousands and thousands of other sensitives, myself and others, that are also going through this with you. So that will help you to compartmentalize and realize that this isn't just a you thing. It's also an energetic thing. The you part is your specific situation or your specific instances. However, the energetic discord or feeling, or the hotbed stuff, that's all across the board. So that helps you to separate and go, oh, thank God. Okay, it's not just me. Okay, so I hope that you found this helpful. If you did, please make sure to subscribe or, like or whatever if you're on YouTube. And I will, the links will, of course, be below for the Empath University and probably Keys to the Spirit World, I think. Anyways, but yeah, if you want to get help learn how to manage that energy or learn how to communicate with your guides, definitely stop on over empath-university.com, or you can always go to keys-to-spiritworld.com if you want any more information. And until next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha.